These are some excerpts from a March 1977 phone trip through eastern North Carolina. Today we're in Carolina Telephone territory. It's an independent company owned by United Telephone. Our first stop is Washington, North Carolina. This is a step with modern ring and busy tones. You'd find a similar phone system to this in the cities of Rocky Mount, New Bern, and Jacksonville, also Carolina Telephone cities. Carolina Telephone really liked steps with the new tones, for some reason. Now, we don't usually think of the new touch tone dial tone as something which goes on forever and never times out, but here it does just that. So the first thing I'm going to do is pick up the phone and let the dial tone go on for a really long time. And then finally, I'm going to dial my own number. Though the tones are modern, the long dial tone plus the noises between the digits give away that it is a step. It's area code 919-946. As you might have noticed on that last call, the first two digits were absorbed. Let's try dialing a local ringing number, dialing only the last five digits. You might have noticed how the quality of the ring changed. That's why I let it ring so many times. Sometimes the ring was clicky, then it would smooth out again. And that just has to do with other phones in the office ringing simultaneously to the line we're calling. You actually do get some crosstalk from other ringing phones. So, now let's call a blocked level. Every step has one. You know, you dial the digit and you hear the step switch go over to the 11th terminal, and then a reorder. It's a little strange to hear a modern reorder in that context, but there it is. So, Carolina Telephone has this habit of not using codes like 411, not building them into their steps. They always have you dial an 8 first, or an 82, or some really random prefix that you have to look up in the directory. So it's never just 411 for directory assistance, it's always 8411, or 7411. Here, it's 8411.
assistance.
Oh, directory assistance?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I got you by mistake. Bye.
All right.
Let's call the local operator and find out what is the local calling area. Now, this being Carolina Telephone, I can tell you it's not going to be a big local calling area.
Yes, can you tell me what exchanges I can call locally from here?
8411.
Is that what you want me to call to find that out, or what?
What did you want to find out?
Oh, what exchanges can I call for 10 cents from here?
It's 20 cents. What
I'm sorry, for I'm sorry, 20 cents, I'm not used to that. What exchanges can I call for?
946, 923, and 927.
946, 923, 927.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, sorry, got you by mistake. Yes, I'm having trouble hanging up. I can't...
Hang up just a little bit longer. I'll see if I can release it, sir.
Okay, try to dump me off, please. I don't know how she did that.
Of course, that little tone when she answers is to let her know that I'm calling from a coin phone. It's very clever how they do that, by the way. What we've been told is that the trunk circuit associated with the operator trunk that you get when you dial zero puts that tone on the sleeve every time the operator answers. Now, the sleeve is a control lead which does not carry conversation. And normally, a noise put on the sleeve would not be heard at all. But every coin phone line has a little capacitor between the sleeve and the tip. And that way, the tone, which gets sent down the sleeve every time by the trunk circuit, will only be heard if the line calling in has that capacitor. So in that way, they effectively mark coin phones for the operator as being coin phones. Very clever and inexpensive way to do class of service. Okay, one of the prefixes she mentioned was 923. Let's try calling it. Oh, it's one of those. This is one of those small community dial offices. Carolina Telephone has a bunch of these. In this office, every phone line has 10 numbers associated with it. Whether you have a party line or a private line, every phone line has 10 numbers, and the last digit is what selects the type of ring. There I dialed the last digit 9, and 9 selects quadruple ring, probably on the tip lead. I think the way it works is 1 is single ring on ring, 2 is double ring on ring, all the way up to 4, quadruple ring on ring, and then 6 is single ring on tip, 7, double ring on tip, 8, triple ring on tip, 9, quadruple ring on tip. If I remember correctly, 5 and 0 rang single, so they probably were just a repeat of 1 and 6. Let's call it back and we'll get a triple ring, and then We'll do a long flash to reset the trunk, and we'll dial a double ring. Okay, now let's call a vacant level. I'll skip the first digit and dial 2-3 and then 1. We'll get the recording. And if you listen carefully between the repeats of the recording, you'll hear some crosstalk. In this case, it's another caller who actually called into the recording, sang a little bit, and then hung up.
Sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again.
You heard the kid in between the repetitions of the recording. Sometimes if you shout loud enough, you can get people to talk to you. Anyway, let's call that other code 927. Now, I've been to 927. It's in a town called Pinetown. And 927 is an all-relay switch. You might mistake it for a small step at first, but it's actually an all-relay switching system. Anyway, let's call 927.
Not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording in Pinetown, North Carolina. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording.
Now one more. Very often in a Carolina telephone step, you find this code that when you dial it, all of a sudden this reorder just seems to come on out of nowhere. Here, I'll demonstrate it. What that is an official DDD code. Certain people within the central office using certain lines can dial that two-digit code and then call long distance for free. Whether you get that reorder or whether you're allowed to use it depends on some sort of class marking on your phone line. Another odd two-digit code which I found just went to a double ring like this. It never answered, by the way. Here's what happens if you dial 80. There I was trying various digits and the tone just came back. Turns out this is one of those dial speed tests, and the way it works is you're supposed to dial a zero, and then depending upon whether your dial is too slow, too fast, or just the right speed, you'll hear one beep, three beeps, or two beeps. So here's a demonstration of dialing zero three times, speeding up and slowing down the dial as necessary to get one, two, and three beeps. That tone is blastingly loud, by the way. One feature that you find in almost every independent step is something I call the callback circuit. This is how people on party lines call other people on the line. Obviously, if you dial the number of someone on your own line, you're going to get a busy signal. At the very least, the phone isn't going to ring because it's off the hook because you're using it. So the question is, how do you call someone on your own party line? Well, here, you dial 811 plus the 7 digits of the person you want to call. At that point, you hear a reorder tone, and you hang up. At that point, the person you want to call's phone starts ringing. You give him time to answer, then you pick up the phone and you talk. Whichever person picks up first hears a special ticking tone, and the ticking tone is to tell you to hold on and wait for the other person to pick up the phone. Now, you can dial any number into this that's in your local exchange. You can sic it on anybody. It doesn't have to be your number or a number on your party line. In this case, I am going to dial my own number through it and demonstrate it ringing me back and getting the ticking tone when I answer. So here's 811 plus my number, and then hanging up and receiving the call. Now, these callback circuits do invite a lot of abuse. Not only can you sic it on anybody's number, but you can dial it a little differently. The way the callback circuit works is that after you dial the code to get into it, you're connected to a switching train, which, although it doesn't give you a dial tone, is very much like the switching train that you would get if you picked up a regular phone line. In a step office such as this one, Certain of the digits you dial when you dial a local call are really unnecessary to dial because they are absorbed and are not even necessary to open up the selectors, and therefore you can just skip them. Well, since the callback circuit gives you a switching train which, until you dial the last digit, starts to put the call through, all you have to do is eliminate some of the absorbed digits and dial a local call with, say, just the last 5 digits. At that point, the local call will begin ringing and you can hear it right through the callback circuit, at least in this type of office you can. And if you continue dialing digits just to satisfy the callback circuit that a complete number has been dialed, it will go ahead and put on that reorder that tells you to hang up the phone and wait for the call, and you'll just hear the reorder superimposed over the call you've already made. So here's an example of getting a number ringing with a reorder on top of it. I'm, again, dialing the code for the callback circuit, then a local call, skipping some of the absorbed digits, and then the call starts ringing, and then I go on dialing just a couple more to get the callback circuit in the mode where it puts the reorder on. Hung up there, the callback circuit, which had stored my last digit, then dialed it out, which in this case had no effect, and then waited for someone's phone to answer, which didn't happen either. And it eventually gave up after a few minutes. Now here's a recording of superimposing the reorder over the vacant level recording. Again, I'm dialing the code for the callback circuit, followed by something that goes to a vacant level, and then continuing to dial some more digits to fill it out to a total of 7, getting it to put the reorder on over the recording.
We're sorry, you have reached the number that has been disconnected or no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. We're sorry, you have reached the number that has been disconnected or no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. We're sorry.
Here's another call to 8411.
Do you have a number for the time of day in Washington?
For the what?
Time of day service.
No, no, sir, we don't.
You don't? Thank you.
She was able to hold me up. And there's no local time of day number. Oh well, we'll have to use something else for the next test, which is to find out whether the callback circuit allows you to actually complete local calls through it. The payphones here are post-pay, and that means that when a local call answers, the polarity reversal triggers the phone to cut off your mouthpiece. You then have to put in 20 cents to speak to the person. Well, one thing that could be done with callback circuits sometimes is that, as I demonstrated before, you would dial into the callback circuit and then dial a local call, eliminating some unnecessary absorbed digits. At that point, the call would start ringing, and if the person answered, you could just talk to them through the callback circuit, which did not pass along the supervision, thus leaving your mouthpiece connected. The question is, can you do that here? Well, here is a local call dialed through the callback circuit in that way, and we'll see what happens when it answers. Now that's the way it's supposed to work. As soon as we got an answer, the callback circuit just cut it off. But not all callback circuits do that. Of course, there are other offices, most notably those that have Stromberg equipment, where the callback circuit doesn't even let you hear anything as you are dialing the number to be rung. Anyway, that's it for Washington, North Carolina.